With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Yeah, I got the TV on, and they're showing a replay of the original train fire in Ohio when it was burning all that vinyl chloride.
Oh, the derailment.
Yeah, and extremely thick black smoke that was pouring into the air that day.
Like vinyl chloride.
Oh, wow. I've never seen smoke that black.
No.
That's just this.
Where's that Biden? I like trains.
Yeah, right? I know.
Where's Buttigieg, Transportation Secretary? What happened there?
You know, the two of them should be forced to stand and breathe the air in for a day. See what happens.
Not a joke.
Yeah.
You know, when you compare the Trump administration, the media coverage now with Biden, you really get a clearer picture of how this has all gone in the last 6 or 7 years. Because they very benign coverage of the train derailment and the problems with the train safety. Just hardly any. And this story, which, you know, pops up today in the Washington Post, that apparently the U.S. tracked the China spy balloon from its launch.
Yeah.
So we were aware of it right from the beginning. Because part of what was being presented, or at least it seemed, is that we were just unawares of this balloon until somebody spotted it over Montana.
They acted like they were unaware. And remember,
but that sounds incompetent. I'm wondering now if this is kind of a cover story for that. That, oh, no, we tracked that balloon from the beginning. We knew about it.
That's the thing. You don't know who's telling
the truth.
And
they're being helped out by their henchmen in the media, the Washington Post. Oh, yeah, of course. This Biden administration's on top of things.
So then why wasn't it shot down when it entered the territorial waters of the U.S. off the coast of Alaska? Why wasn't it shot down then if they were tracking it the whole way?
It says here, they watched as the balloon settled into a flight path that would appear to have taken it over the territory of Guam. But somewhere, it took an unexpected northern turn. And then it made its way towards the United States. So they're now thinking that perhaps the Chinese didn't intend to penetrate U.S. mainland with this surveillance device. At least that's the angle of this story.
But is that true, though?
Or the balloon floated over Alaska's Aleutian Islands, thousands of miles from Guam, then drifted over Canada, where it encountered strong winds that have pushed it south into the continental U.S.
Or are they trying to give China an opportunity to save face here? It's like, oh, we know what you were doing. Oh, your balloon just got caught up in some bad winds. It's okay. The amount of money that's dependent on the U.S. and China having a good relationship is so overwhelming. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, and they're threatening retaliation now for us having destroyed their valuable surveillance balloon.
Sure.
Remember how much those things cost to put together? Because it is it's a big balloon. It had a lot of equipment on it.
It's got to be millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars.
I mean, that is high-level spy equipment that they had there. They were spying on us. The thing drifted over our nuclear and military bases in Montana. It did.
Yeah, and this story makes it sound like, though, there was confusion within the Chinese government and there was probably some sort of errant situation here where they didn't intend it to fly over the U.S.
Oh, it just accidentally flew over our nuclear missile
site. Blew off course.
Yeah, right. Well, what are the... They were running a map on TV, like in a loop, showing the path of the balloon. So it starts down by China and then swings far north up into Alaska. And it gets to the Alaska and suddenly, whoosh, it goes way south all of a sudden to Montana. Then it makes a zig towards Missouri. Then it makes a left turn towards South Carolina. And I'm looking at this. It's like somebody's directing this. This is the strangest path I've ever seen. This is not a wind pattern.
Worded it in this Washington Post article, intelligence analysts are unsure whether the apparent deviation was intentional or accidental, but they're confident it was intended for surveillance. Well, then I think you answered your own question.
Well, if all that spy equipment was on board, then it was for surveillance.
Right.
And it went over our nuclear and military sites.
Well, they're saying that sometimes they do fly over Guam because it's a U.S. territory and they like to see what we're doing there. And then somehow it just veered off course, but I don't know.
Guam to Montana?
Yeah.
No, I'll believe that. That's bull crap. I mean, come on, do better than that. That is a lousy.
Yeah, they actually wrote this. Well, once the balloon started flying over our mainland, Beijing apparently decided to seize the opportunity to try to gather intelligence. So it was all just a lucky coincidence.
Are you kidding me? The balloon went off by thousands of miles, and it just happened to hover over our nuclear site. Wow.
Yeah, we might as well take some pictures, some video.
What a coincidence. How come it didn't end up hovering over a slaughterhouse? Get out of here. You know, and they figure the average American is too stupid and ignorant to know any better. They'll pay attention to this story for five more minutes, and then it's back to TikTok. That's what they're counting on, that nobody's really going to keep track of this. And if you have so many competing stories and so many competing accusations against one another, everybody will throw up their hands and say, both sides do it.
If it makes you feel any better, Vice President Kamala Harris doesn't think that this is going to have any impact on relations between the two global superpowers. That's an important thing to find out, isn't it?
Do you think she could find China on a map? Kamala Harris says. That always cracks me up. Oh, Kamala Harris had a statement today. Really? Please tell me more.
She did a phone interview with Politico. And she stated she doesn't think it'll have a lasting effect on our relations. But I think it's what you said a few minutes ago. That could be true only because there's just too much at stake here economically for both countries.
Yeah.
To not come to some sort of...
We have so many factories. We manufacture so many goods in China. And that employs so many Chinese citizens. I mean, for a dollar a day, but American companies employ vast numbers of Chinese slaves.
Now...
Yeah, that's a very delicate relationship because China wants to keep the slaves happy and we want the cheap garbage that's made. Oh, and the high-tech garbage that's made, too.
So they're telling us as for the other objects that were shot down, they're just considered benign is the term that they use.
Right.
Possibly some sort of commercial.
That's what.
Like some private business was sending it up there for some reason.
That's why we sent the Air Force to fire expensive missiles at it.
Yeah, because we looked stupid because we didn't shoot down the Chinese spy balloon.
Doesn't it sound stupid? Doesn't the whole thing sound stupid?
Oh, it gets even worse because we're still going down this UFO street where there's still people asking questions. Are they not telling us something now about these other objects?
Oh, right. And they know the UFO crowd is going to drown out all the reasonably intelligent people. And then they know the media is going to amplify the UFO crowd because it gets clicks and hits online.
Yeah, you're right, because you're right. The reasonable crowd will go, oh, no, this has gone into UFO territory, roll their eyes and turn away from the story.
Right.
That's
right.
A good way to kill the story. The story, have it go south.
Yeah, the story's already cooked, which was the original plan. What went wrong was you had normal citizens looking up in the sky in Montana a week ago Saturday, and they noticed the balloon, and they went public online. And it was like, oh, crap, now what are we going to do? You know, now people are going to think we're getting invaded by the Chinese. They're taking pictures of us. Something bad's going to happen. So, let's make it sound like, well, they're always sending balloons here. And look, there's three more. Let's shoot them all down. We're on top of things.
We got more coming up. As soon as we come back, another word will be revealed. We're coming down to the last few days of the KFI Cash Refill Contest for your shot at $1,000. So focus, stay, listen for that word. John will repeat that word, and then you can see how you can win by following the instructions. KFI AM 640 live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. All right, well, you should largely ignore these things, but I can't help it. Every now and then, of course, they publish another list of harmful terms or words. This one is coming from members of something called the Ecology and Evolutionary Biology Language Project, supposedly founded by scientists in the U.S. and Canada. And this one's kind of shaved down to just 24 harmful terms on
harmful.
The list.
Really?
First column is harmful term. Second column is context. Third column is replacement term. And I want to point out what really got my attention right away. Man slash woman. Harmful term. Context. Highly anthropomorphic. Biases towards men or male traits is the context. And then the replacement term, male or female or slash human. Now, the reason I picked this one, you know why, right? Just a few lines down, harmful term, male slash female. Now, wait a minute. You just told me that's the replacement term. Now it's a harmful term? Yeah, we thought about it, and five words later, we decided it's no good.
So what's to replace male, female? We're supposed to describe as either sperm producing or egg producing.
Or?
You're an XY or an XX individual.
That's right, the chromosomes.
So, Deborah, you're not a woman. You're not female. You're egg producing.
No, don't ever call me that.
Do you want to be XX?
No.
Our news egg producer, Deborah Mark.
No.
Almost looks like a joke, like a parody here.
This can't be real.
Somebody didn't even understand. The harmful term is blind or double blind or what is plant blindness? I don't even know what that means. So the context is that's blindness. A disability metaphor. The replacement term is awareness, which I don't know. Awareness?
This got to be some kind of a gag. Awareness?
I don't know how.
Well, if you say somebody's blind,
I think you're supposed to say they're visually impaired. I thought that was the acceptable term for someone who's blind. Yeah. Visually impaired. However, we're getting to the point now where you're not supposed to say impaired either, I think. That's why they say differently abled.
Well, now you're supposed to pretend that they're not blind.
I heard one the other day, just use the word diverse. They're part of the diversity.
They're just say they're aware.
Yeah, they were talking about
kids. Is that person blind? No, they're aware.
They were talking about kids, I think, in this news story about some children who are on the autism spectrum. And they said, well, you just call them diverse. They're just diverse.
Right, well, that doesn't describe what they are. We're all diverse. We're all a little bit different. This is so stupid.
Do not use the term gypsy moth anymore because that's a racial slur used to incite violence against Romani people.
Against moths?
Spongy moth is the
replacement. Wait a second. You can't call a gypsy moth a gypsy moth.
No,
Get out of here. Wait. If you said, hey, that's a gypsy moth, that's going to incite somebody to go and punch a Romanian?
I think not, but using the term gypsy is verboten.
You'd think not.
Right. And you know what? I'm one of these people that sometimes often says gender, but they think you should say sex. Gender is a social construct. It's often conflated with sex.
These people have to be removed from society. By the word, mother and father are no longer good because listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
This is not even in English.
One of my favorite words, yeah.
These terms perpetuate a non-universal heteronormative and cisnormative view of the parenting and birthing process. So, Deborah, you're not a mother. Oh, Larry, we're back to the same thing. You're an egg donor.
Or you're just a parent.
Yes, but if you want to differentiate, it's egg donor and sperm donor.
Sperm donor, right. Boy, that really makes it sound sad, doesn't it?
It really does. It
sounds like you went to a lab
right.
And you just donated your sperm or your egg. It's sad.
Hey, you know, I want to go out tonight, meet some egg donors.
Don't use the term noose. That's too much associated with lynching. Just say lasso. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, okay.
Boy, they really dug deep in this one. Race. Don't say race. Perpetuates the idea that the human race is a biological rather than social construct when used to describe non-human subspecies. Say population or subspecies or ecotype. Ecotype.
What ecotype is he?
Oh, and don't call somebody a virgin. I knew that one was going to go eventually.
What's wrong with that?
A social construct that reinforces heteropatriarchal norms. There's a word for you. Heteropatriarchal.
Who the F knows what that means. The replacement
Instead,
term
Instead, you should say unmated.
Unmated.
How about never had sex?
You could say never had sex.
How about just use all these terms, and if they don't like it, they could pound sand up their rear end.
They, really?
Yeah.
They're rather harsh. Never mind.
Go find a euphemism for that.
Rape is no good. It equates rape with a reproductive strategy rather than a violent and traumatic act. I think of that. When I think of that word, I do think of a violent and traumatic act. I don't think of a reproductive strategy.
What is your reproductive strategy? Oh, it's rape.
No.
That the man wants to spread his seed that attacks a woman? I don't know what that means. Instead, it's forced copulation.
I don't understand. By the way, who is this group? Ecology and Evolutionary Biology?
The Language Project, yes. Right. Just says founded by scientists. Scientists. What kind of scientists study this?
This is not
thing?
Science.
The science of language. Don't say old world, new world. I don't think people say that much anymore. Perpetuates a colonial and Eurocentric view of the world that's offensive to the international community and indigenous peoples.
Not offensive to anybody. There isn't a single person offended. They make this up. This is their own weird, sick fantasy. Nobody worries about this stuff. Nobody does. Nobody talks about this stuff. Nobody thinks any of this stuff is important.
Don't call somebody a hermaphrodite. Derogatory term used to cause harm to the intersex and trans individuals.
Well, when was the last time you ran into a hermaphrodite? So you'd call them that.
Well, they might be in a news story, I guess, or something like that. Intersex.
Intersex.
Or bigametic. That's a word. Bi-gametic.
Okay.
That's a new one, too. Oh, and it's no good anymore to say survival of the fittest. No, no, no.
Well, that's how all of nature works under that.
It pretty much does. That's why we are where we are today in terms of what species are around and what they look like.
They want to repeal nature is what they want to do. They want to pretend that men don't have certain traits that are unchangeable, that women don't have traits that are unchangeable, that men and women don't have body parts that are unique to each sex. They want to pretend that we're all the exact same member of a vast species. There's no difference between us, so you can't use any descriptive language to explain the differences. And if you try to, they hit you with all these shame words.
Well, what about Father's Day and Mother's Day? Is it sperm?
It's
what is it?
Sperm donor day
and egg donor day.
All right, like
happy egg donor day.
That sounds cute. Egg donor day.
No.
What did your eggs get you for egg donor day?
That's ridiculous.
All right, more coming up.
Happy sperm donor day, Daddy.
AM 640. We're live everywhere. The iHeartRadio app.
New cards. Hallmark's going to make a lot of money.
All right. We got the voice line coming back day after tomorrow. So here's a heads up to leave your messages. You can use the iHeartRadio app with the microphone icon there being the way to do it. That's a way to directly leave the message. Or you can actually call the old toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, the El Segundo Times finally weighed in on the big news out of Culver City that the city council there, by a vote of 3-2, decided to ban camping in public spaces. And of course, the sentence here, first right off, Culver City voted to ban camping in public spaces, a move that opponents say only forces homeless people off the streets at a time when the city offers few housing alternatives.
Yeah, that's the way to cover a story. Let people who crap in the street, leave needles strewn about, are whacked out on drugs and terrible mental illness come up with reasons why they shouldn't be taken off the street. Yeah, there's a newspaper that serves its public, huh? That serves the city well.
So, whatever happened to we'll meet you halfway even? We've gotten to the point now where this crowd just decides we have to bend over backwards for the vagrants who want to camp anywhere they want with their tents and their sleeping bags simply because they can't afford the rent in the neighborhood. I mean, Culver City's not a cheap place to live. Many people have come to that conclusion, and they've sent themselves and taken themselves somewhere where they can afford the rent. But yeah, we're dealing with more people of an addict and alcoholic mind who don't make any rational decisions to begin with, but they've got to come halfway. Straighten yourself up. Take responsibility here.
They're not. Well, first of all, no one's going to come halfway. Most of the people in the street are going to die in the street. They're not going to get off the drugs and the booze. They're not going to cure their mental illness. These are lifers. They're just going to die young in the street. That's what's going on. I mean, you got 2,000 a year dying just in the city of L.A. Right. 2,000 a year just in the city of L.A., which means over the next 20 years or so, every single person in the street will die. None of these people are going to make it more than 20 years. Half of them aren't going to make it 10 years. They'll be replaced by new people coming from out of town because everyone knows you can come here to California and do your drugs and act out your mental illness and no one's going to stop you and they'll let you stay in the street until you die. That's the program we have. Come to California, die in the street. And, you know, if you're not dying in the street, we'll send out one of those sanitation trucks to run you over. But you're done one way or the other.
Part of the reason for this is that, first of all, we found out that the Culver City Council had a little change. A couple of new people came on the council because last time we talked about them, they were trying to build a cutout around a sidewalk that got taken over by vagrants. So they were going to take away parking spaces and build a cutout for people to walk around the encampment, which I thought was the most incredibly ridiculous idea in the history of following this stuff.
But you see,
we found out yesterday they didn't follow through with that.
The Culver City idiots the changed their voting patterns. They realize that we've got like crazy people in the city council. So they put some different people in the city council. And now there was a majority to, oh, look at this, ban encampments. Woo-hoo! Let's do what we did for 200 years that worked.
That's really what they're talking about here is encampments. So we start pitching a tent, making it look like it's going to be some permanent thing. That's what allegedly they're not going to allow.
Well,
I guess if you pitch a sleeping bag for a night, they're not going to go nuts over you. But
the law, what was it, the Boise versus Martin, I think, is the name of the case from
Idaho.
In Idaho, it was a case out of Idaho, made it to the appeals court out here, and it governs the western states. And what that decision said is, you have from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. permission to sleep in a public place. In a sleeping bag. It doesn't guarantee you a tent. It doesn't allow you to set up a bicycle parts reclamation business. You can't have 15 grocery baskets surrounding you. You're allowed to lay down on the ground on a sleeping bag or something similar and sleep. That's it. So all this other stuff can legally be taken away.
Right.
Or at the very least, depending on the local ordinance, like in L.A., is put into storage and then you have to come and claim it. But you don't get to sit night after night with this stuff and build a community around you. No more villages. And all you have to do is bother these people twice and they'll be gone for good. Because nobody wants to be hassled every night.
So the vice mayor is Yasmeen-Imani McMorrin. And she really has the quote here that just drove me crazy. Right at the end of the story. She called the ordinance horrible and cruel and unnecessary. Not one unhoused person has asked me for enforcement. What they're asking for is housing, food, resources, laundry, showers, mental health care, and to inform policy that impacts the most. Holy mackerel, is that a gobble?
She was behind the idea of building that little cutout around the encampment.
Doesn't surprise
me. It was her. I remember that name, the all those extra hyphenated names she has.
Yasmeen McMorrin.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying about. We are not responsible for your life.
No.
When you start going around doing all these things for people, you can forget it. You've lost everything. You can't do this. You cannot give them housing, food, resources, laundry, showers, mental health care. Are you kidding me?
You got to tell people no.
You've got to start providing for yourself. That's a basic tenet of society. It's like a compact we have to live in a society that, for the most part, we will be responsible for ourselves. There are times when that doesn't completely work, but you know, that's why we have the social safety nets out there. But this sounds like complete care, like this is an infant.
We knew this for 200 years. Once you become an adult, you have to act like an adult, and you're on your own to provide for yourself. Now, right. We have the most generous welfare programs in the country. So there's plenty of money to access through government. But you cannot live in the streets. That's not permitted. And by the way, none of these people have been evicted out of their homes. I defy one of these reporters or one of these activists. Why don't you interview everybody on the street and ask them for their last address?
Oh, they'll tell you they've been homeless for years. That's right. Always the case. And I used to be here and I used to be there.
It has nothing to do with the economy or contractors gentrifying the neighborhood, all the cliches. There's nothing. It's all propaganda. It's all lies, okay? Here's what it is. Most of them came from out of state. Most of them had very bad childhoods. And most of them are on drugs, alcohol, or have mental illness. Nearly all of them. Nearly every single one of them that's lying in the street and acting crazy. Okay? There are some homeless people who have temporary economic problems, and they generally handle things quietly off screen. But these people that you see, that's the scourge of the city and the county and the entire California region, these people are mentally ill and drug addicted. Most of them come from out of state. They've been dumped here, and they find some fool in office like this Yasmin Amani McMorrin who will start saying, well, they're asking me for housing and food. Well, they don't get it. Too bad. You don't get housing because you're injecting meth all day or snorting meth all day and injecting fentanyl at night, and then you want housing from me? The answer is no, and the answer is going to be no 5 and 10 years from now. And what they've done, and this crowd is really devious, really smart. They've used all this fake compassion and shaming normal people and created this bureaucracy, billions of dollars, and now all these fraudsters that run nonprofits are taking the billions of dollars and enriching themselves. And, you know, just go look at the woman we were talking about yesterday up in San Francisco. She built quite an empire there, sucking tens of millions of dollars from the city of San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, the woman that died was buying himself cars and helping out all her friends and family.
Right. That's right. And
using money from the nonprofit, right?
Take that story, multiply that by 1,000, and that's what you have in California. It's just like all the grifters of the world found our unemployment benefits system to access during COVID. Same thing. All the grifters in California found that if you incorporate a nonprofit, that you can access millions of dollars and pay you and all your deadbeat, foolish relatives and friends to run the nonprofit and do nothing good.
All right, we will return. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. All right, got a lot to go with the show. Well, only an hour left. If you do miss the live show, which runs now between 1 and 4, you can pick it up on the podcast at KFIAM640.com or access the iHeartRadio app as billions, John, do daily. Billions.
That's
people
true.
On other planets. People. Aliens on other planets.
Yep.
Wait, I don't think aliens are the correct term.
Our show's broadcast on those balloons.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that the aliens have been riding into town.
Oh, cool.
People who love John and Ken. I guess that would be the proper term.
I don't know.
But I'm trying to describe those, Deborah, from another part of the universe. They may not be people, you see.
Egg producers and sperm producers all over the world listen to the show.
Okay.
That's the proper way to do
it. But is it proper to call them aliens and extraterrestrials? Isn't there a more correct term that's less judgmental, maybe? An extraterrestrial sounds foreign and weird and marginalized.
Not of this planet.
Yes. Well, we're going to have the tree people versus the people protecting the disabled coming up after 3 o'clock. We get into that story. We know Deborah Mark is in mourning once again this afternoon. Another mountain lion has bit the dust.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was hit by
run over by a car near Malibu last night.
Where? Like, what road does it say?
PCH.
PCH near Leo Carrillo State Park. Do you know where that is, John?
Yeah.
That's where it happened.
That wasn't you, was it?
No.
I know. He is acting weird,
right?
Isn't he?
I know.
Where was I last night? Valentine's night. What did I do?
You know,
did we go somewhere for an expensive Malibu dinner?
I had this dream that I ran over a mountain lion. Maybe
you wouldn't not know it exactly.
Yeah.
Just like you've killed deer in the past.
Well, no, we were on PCH on Saturday night, and we were talking about just how dark it is and how hard it is to see things.
Well, what's that documentary we talked about last week about how
21
dangerous?
Miles, yeah.
That's it, 21 miles. Yeah. That's all about Malibu and PCH, and that's what happened to the mountain lion.
Yeah, and because I saw that documentary, and so it was on top of mind, and then we were driving at night, and, you know, there are cars whizzing past, you know, at insane, ungodly speeds. And then there are these weird people trying to cross PCH at night in the dark while wearing dark clothing.
Where are they going?
To the
Is
beach.
Stores or
they're,
oh, to the
they're
beach.
Always crossing towards the beach. People park on the northbound side and then cross over to the beach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what, by the way, remember the road diet? From on Vista Del Mar, which was implemented by Bonin, and people were doing the same thing. They would park on one side, then race across Vista Del Mar, and some people got hit. So that started this whole thing. Now they took away the parking on one side, so people weren't going to do that. And there's also big there's signs like every 2 feet, no U-turn, no U-turn, no U-turn. People would take a U-turn to find a parking place.
Yeah, well, people just take the U-turns anyway. I see on PCH people taking U-turns wherever they can because...
Well, I do sometimes.
Yeah, well, we have too because... Once you've passed your turnoff, if you've missed a turn, then you have to drive a long way to find a legal way to get back on, and it always gets complicated. So you just say, oh, the hell with it. Nobody's coming. You do the turn.
I'll shoot it right here.
Yeah.
No tracking collar, so this is not a pea lion. No. It's a male mountain lion, and it was alive when it got hit. Very serious injuries, but before they could immobilize it, you know, with a tranquilizer, it died.
Very sad.
So, yep. Well, and I guess they put up little signs, wildlife crossing, but...
Yeah, but people go so fast on PCH.
You know, it really wasn't meant to be a public environment. It really was meant to be like a protected preserve. It should have been a state park.
Oh, the whole Malibu area?
The whole Malibu area.
Yeah, you're right, but the views are such stunning... Their views are incredibly stunning. That's why people want to live
It is stunning, but, you know, you could have created some access roads inside the park, right? And maybe some parking lots, and then set up something where you can enjoy the views. But there's no way that should have been a town settled there.
Right.
Or at least not with that road going through along the beach.
Yeah.
The road is crazy.
No.
And during rush hours, exceedingly slow. It's why I'd never want to live in Malibu because I wouldn't want to be trapped there. There's a lot of people we know that live there, and they only go into the city. That's what they say, once or twice a week. And into the city means going to Santa Monica.
Or what, Pacific Palisades? Or
Pacific Palisades. But when they do their shopping or if they have appointments, they just do it once
like
or twice a week.
Like they live up in the hills somewhere?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And so, but, you know, 5 out of 7 days, they spend within the borders of Malibu.
Wow. That seems very isolated.
Yeah.
Although I know a lot of people that do not go east of the 405. They sort of live on the west side territory of L.A. and all the way down to the South Bay. And
oh, it's true. It's true because when we first got our kids in this school on the west side, we were still living east of the 405, you know, up in Benedict Canyon.
That's
and
right.
We could not get any parents to bring their kids for a play date to our house.
That's sad.
No, and because they said, well, we don't travel east of the 405. That's why we ended up moving. Because everything was now west of the 405, and it was impossible to get back and forth because of the traffic. My wife was taking an hour to drive home, to go 8 miles, an hour to pick the kids up from school and bring them home.
Oh, yeah, that's why you finally got fed up.
No, I came home one day and she goes, I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah. No,
so I guess we're moving.
Makes perfect sense. All right, when we return, it's the trees against people with disabilities. You probably know for years, especially if you go on any of the sidewalks of Los Angeles, lots of them are a mess because the tree roots have uprooted big sections of sidewalk. It's all ripped open. Sometimes it's like a big hill you have to walk up and walk down. And, of course, there's been lawsuits because people in wheelchairs can't navigate those sidewalks. So the city... undertook an attempt to do something about the broken sidewalks. Well, that means doing something about the trees. We'll talk about it. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at NerdWallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.